Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Rip it and rip it.
I'm gripping.
Yes.
I'm ripping. Hello and welcome to the Airbuds podcast. Guess what? We made another one. Oh, sorry, those are my headphones. I'm Janelle.
I'm Peter.
My name is Mike. Hello. How are you?
Happy basketball, boys.
You know what? Girls. That's the first time we've done it right, where Peter says happy basketball at the end. It's been 2 years since Peter said it when he was supposed to.
Listen, I'm here to cause a ruckus, nothing else.
I'm here to have fun and snuggle with my loved ones and be nice and sweet. And I want zero drama.
Yes, quoting directly from Courtney Williams. But before we get into that, guys, let's get some business out of the way because we got a good episode for you with a great guest. But before we introduce him, go to patreon.com/airbudspod for $5 a month. You get bonus content. You get access to our Discord server. And you know, you get to have the privilege of saying you support the buds. All right. Patreon.com/airbudspod. If you can't support us that way, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review. That really helps us out, helps us climb the charts and beat the algorithm and all that shit. I have no idea if it actually does anything, but
you mean you mean beat the algae rhythm, right?
Yeah, beat algae rhythm. Don Cheadle is our enemy.
Thank you.
And yeah, anything else, guys? Any other business? Anything you want to plug up top? The Rumor just wrapped up its run, Peter.
Hell yeah, listen to The Rumor. It's really hits the holiday season.
Yeah, if you want to hear a podcast about how Kevin Costner might have fucked Cal Ripken Jr.'s wife, listen to
allegedly
The
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
And NBA Storytime, Jamel, that's a podcast, right?
Hey, man, if you like the NBA or stories, listen to this.
All right. That's enough fucking bullshit business up top, guys. Let's introduce our guests. We have a very good guest for you today. You know him as an actor. You've seen him on your TV screen, no doubt. But more importantly, he's a podcast host. Host of the Super Hoopers and I believe a Sopranos podcast as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Please welcome David Feudernick.
What up? What up? What up, Blue Wire heads?
Thank
fellow
you.
Blue Wire.
Thank you.
What up? Wire boys.
Like Smurfs. We're all Smurfs.
That's right.
Is that what we call ourselves?
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm starting it right now.
Hmm.
Hmm.
That's
let me just say.
That sounds wrong.
I've been a fan of yours, David, since you were an incel on Criminal Minds.
Yo, you were the one. Yeah, Jamel was writing me fan mail. Before I even ever met Jamel, he was writing me fan mail. He's like, finally, like, I see myself on screen.
Yeah.
Finally represented.
Yeah, dude. Thank you, man. You got me through some tough times with that.
Hey, this
can
was
you
like
call it fan mail if it's direct messages on bodybuilding.com?
Yeah, it's only fan mail for Criminal Minds if it's written in somebody else's hair.
Yeah.
Technically, it's all mail.
That's true.
Get it? No, I'm sorry. Mm.
Yeah, Eminem over here.
No, but I appreciate the support. I really apologize for it. Proud Boys Unite. Incels Unite. What up? What up?
Let's get it. That'll be our promo clip. It's just you saying that over and over
again. January 6th, what up? What up?
Yeah. Let's snip these and make them drops for sure.
Yeah. January 6th, what up, at the very least. That's a great one.
Yeah, CBS didn't even pay me. I was like, I will do this for free because this is a part I believe in. So
you went to Les Moonves directly? You went to him directly and was like, listen, sir.
It was like 2016, 2017. Like, incel wasn't really a household term yet. You know, I was like, we got to get this out here. We got to get the movement out there. Yeah. And Les was like,
so this guy wants to do the show for free. The thing is that he thinks this is the hero of the episode. And I don't know how to. He keeps saying it. He keeps saying the incel is a protagonist, but it's a good deal.
Keep saying it directly to Shamar Moore.
David, correct me if I'm wrong. You're a Knicks fan.
About to say, speaking of another group of proud boys.
Yeah. If you follow me on Twitter, it's all I tweet about is the Knicks.
It's pretty clear that you're a Knicks fan. Yeah,
it's very clear.
Is Bing Bong the accepted nomenclature?
I'm not a Bing Bong guy. I was a Bing Bong guy for a minute, and then it got so corny. But you know, they're playing it over the loudspeaker at MSG, so I guess it's pure.
That's what I went to. I actually saw the Cavs beat the Knicks.
Oh,
pretty like second or third week of the season. And when like after the first free throw was made, and they were playing Bing Bong, I was like, oh, this is really unfortunate for someone like yourself who like something that was authentic and exciting and then immediately just was dolanized.
Right. The video was amazing. I mean, those Side Talk guys have been doing like great shit for years now. And then it just got like corporatized. And then to add to that, every fucking rival team that beat us would just fucking, it was just like handing on a platter, like their social media intern, just like posting Bing Bong. You know, I was like, oh, now this is really dead.
Yeah, so, it really was like a the lines between like normal people talk and like capitalism. Like I don't know, like when capitalism is just like we're gonna have our brand have like a fun voice on social media. Like this is like the side effect is like all organic fun gets destroyed.
Yeah, yeah, we're very close to like having like Celebrity Row being like, hey, what's up, Bing Bong.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. So it's unfortunate. It's it was fun
from Long Island.
Like the 5-1 start, it was fun while it lasted, and now you know.
I often see a lot of parallels between my Cleveland Browns and the Knicks, and it's mostly just from like there's no chill in handling any success. At all. Like it's very much like the opening night, was it against the Celtics that went to double overtime?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
That's when the video was made.
It was
double overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was after the video. And it was just like, it's so fun to be so excited. And now you guys are under 500, come back down to earth. Kemba Walker's been benched. Yep. Like, it's a bummer.
What's going on with Kemba? Where are you at with Kemba?
I mean, my heart breaks.
Back, you want him now?
I mean, I love the guy. I'm a UConn fan, so, you know, I've loved Kemba for a long time. Unfortunately, we got, like, the Kemba scraps. I mean, Kemba can't play anymore. It breaks my heart. But Tibbs did the right thing benching him. What I don't understand is, like, people freaking out about it. It's like, we're only, like, 15 games into the season when he, like, benched him, 17 games into the season. Like, you know, it had to be done. It was a very low-stakes contract, you know, like – obviously people wanted him to play well because it would have been a great story, you know, local kid. And he's obviously so excited to play at MSG, but the guy just doesn't have that, that pop that he once had. Probably from taking 1,000 charges in his career.
No one who actually saw him play. Like that's the thing is like, if you watched him, as I'm sure you have more than anyone else on this podcast, like no one who watched him play was like, oh no. Like,
Yeah, no, it's not,
you know,
not like watching Elfrid Payton last year, or like, you know, somebody who just seems completely lost on the court. He just doesn't have the athleticism he used to have, and that's what he like leaned on. But
well, dog, he just got back to New York, man. He's been eating fucking pastrami sandwiches.
He's been eating chopped cheese like every meal.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He has to just settle in. He hasn't stopped eating chopped cheese yet.
Yeah.
Bro, I've been in Brooklyn now for 6 weeks, and I have not had a day go by where I haven't had pizza, pasta, or a bagel.
That's what I'm saying. You just got to town. It takes a second.
That's right.
It's even when I'm like just going to the grocery store, I'm just like, why am I picking up like Thomas bagels right now? Like, why? Like, what's? It's just a constant carbo flow.
Yeah, or bacon, egg, and cheese is.
Oh my god! Yeah, just on a roll, like
the best.
I miss it.
Let me ask you, David. Julius Randle made headlines the other day for saying, "quote in reference to the refs, they said because certain contact doesn't affect me." Like it affects other players because I'm stronger. They missed the calls. Julius Randle basically was like, the refs told me that because I'm so big and strong that they don't call fouls on me and pisses me off. Like I don't, do you think a ref actually told him that, David?
Hey, nobody refuted it. This is days later. Nobody came out and said, we did not tell him that. So let me ask you something. Is he big and strong? Yeah. He's a big boy.
Ooh,
so
yeah. Got you there, Benner.
Also, the ref in question here was Scott Foster.
Are we
ever going to believe that Scott Foster is not going to do the wrong thing every time?
That's a good point.
Yeah, Scott Foster might have just said that to him because he's a moron. You know, like he's probably wrong, but I do believe that he may have said that to him. But you know. It's never a good sign when you're blaming the refs for all of your losses. That's always good.
Yeah. How do you feel about Julius Randle? He's putting up 20-10-5 this year. Not quite as exciting seemingly as it was last year, but I guess is he still kind of the Knicks like number one guy for you?
Yeah, I mean, just because nobody else can score like he can. I mean, is he my favorite player on the team? Definitely not. But he's definitely their best player. You know, his problem is like he needs to stop fucking thinking that he's a ball handler. Like the game the other night, like they basically lost to the Bulls because he like brought the ball up in crunch time, and Alex Caruso was just like, "Oh, I'll just like take that from you." Like, you know.
Yeah.
I may be the ugliest guy in the NBA, but I will take 3.3
turnovers a game.
Oh, yeah. The ball looks like my head. I'm just gonna take that from you. The ball looks like me. I'll take it.
Yeah, definitely. He has. Sometimes when I watch Julius Randle,
nice.
I get frustrated.
Be nice, Benner. Be nice.
No, I love Julius Randle. In fact,
he's big. We've already established he's big, and he might listen to this podcast. So he might be
Julius. If you listen to this podcast, just come and get me, bro. Just come and fucking try to beat my little butt up. Let's go.
Ew. No, don't say it like that, man.
Beat that little butt up, buddy.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
But no, I think you're right. Like there is I get the same feeling of like when I watch Andre Drummond try to like create for himself, and he was just like you can't dribble, man. Like, yes. please.
I call it the Drew Gooden mid-range feeling. If you're just like, oh boy, oh no.
Oh, we are doing Julius Randle so dirty right now. These comps are very unfair. Very unfair.
No. The feeling.
Yeah, it's not. They're not comps. I think I would rather have Julius Randle than Andre Drummond on the Sixers, to be honest. But there is definitely a thing. It's like, oh boy, Julius got in his head that he's got to go ISO now, and he's going to turn the ball over.
That's the biggest problem. Too much ISO. Way too much ISO. Like I'm having bad memories of like the Melo years. You know, just ISO, 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 and the other guys just kind of stand around, you know, and let it happen. Unless Derrick Rose is on the court, you know. Shout out to the OG Derrick Rose. Still balling out.
Who is your favorite Nick, and why isn't it Emmanuel Quickley?
Oh, it's Emmanuel Quickley. Kid is electric. Kid is electric. I mean, it's obviously Wayne Selden.
Okay.
Obviously.
Whoa. Put some respect on Wayne. Yeah, Wayne. Put some respect on Fig Newtons. underrated cookie.
Yo, big time underrated snack. Nature's Bakery just took their whole style, their yes. whole flow.
Yes.
Wayne Selden's stat line for the season. 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 1 minute played.
Keeping 100. Keeping 100.
Hey. He's one for 1 minute.
Bill Murray Space Jam there, undefeated.
Yeah. Hey, if he wasn't out there for that minute, who would have been? He had to play that minute because obviously somebody else should have been playing that minute. So he had, like, if somebody could have played that minute, they would have. So he took one for the team. He played that minute. He's not comfortable out there. He likes to be on the bench, you know, cheering the boys on, you know. Put some respect on Wayne Selden's name already. God damn it.
Hey, hold up. Wait.
Grizzlies fans, you feel me. Grizzlies fans feel me.
I mean, obviously. But, okay. I want to cut you guys in on this because we're all friends here. And honestly, whoever online knows how to make video games, let's just get this paper. Me and Mo Welch was talking about making an NBA game where it's just the bench.
Oh.
You just control the guys in the suits.
You can pull the, like, Russell Westbrook, like, eating the cracker, like, to the side.
Yeah, you have to, like, cheer at the right time.
Eat a little Fig Newton on the side.
Yep.
Yeah, you have LeBron, to change, like, seats.
Bringing some wine out in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Flipping the bottle. NBA
benchmark. Whether or not to run onto the court when there's a fight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to control the Kings mascot when he was asked to clean up the vomit.
why did that person have to do that?
I think he just did it. I think he thought it would
he's
be funny.
He's a really good just, dude.
Yeah. A team player.
Yeah.
I just hope I hope he chose that. Or she. Who knows who's under that damn helmet?
That's true.
I think every organization kind of treats their mascot approach differently. Like, you know, the Philadelphia Phillies for sure have a guy that, like, his only job is to be the Philly fanatic, right? Like, he gets paid a salary to be the fanatic, and that's the only thing he's concerned with. And then there are, like, organizations like the Kings where I bet the Lion guy is, like, also, like, an executive assistant in the marketing department and also has to, like, be, like, the custodian. Like, they're not dedicating a full salary to just the Lion mascot.
Wait, are all mascots trans, by the way?
Go on.
I'm just saying they're not even human. They're cartoon animals. What are they?
Non-binary.
They are non-binary.
I mean, they don't have genitalia, do they? I mean, I can't remember a mascot having genitalia.
Ooh, do you have to have genitals to be trans?
I have no idea, man.
Trans implies...
Jamel.
Dog, I'm serious. Hold up, guys. Help me.
I mean,
there are many topics that I'm willing to, like, take a stance on and argue about on this podcast with you guys, but this is not one that I'm willing to. But well, Peter, you go ahead.
Jamel is dying right now.
I'm dying of misinformation. I need knowledge.
I mean, I think it's like, please just hit our mentions to tell me how wrong I am. But I think any kind of transition doesn't have to be from one gender to another.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you can transition from like, I consider myself to be a male to I consider myself to be non-binary. Like, that is, technically a form of transition. But I think you're also then implying that, like, the mascot was built at some point and then had some kind of emotional feeling about what they really were.
Right. I think you need
That's different than how they were created.
I think you should have
this is a podcast about basketball.
Yeah. You should have a focus group. Like, make this another podcast. Okay. Have a focus group of mascots come in and just interview them. Just ask them. You know, you just ask them. It's okay.
That's true. I'm going to go to the source.
I'm trying to figure out whether they gender, like, Chuck the Condor.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're transitioning from a person to a cartoon bird.
Are you talking about, is the person who's in the inside the mascot transitioning when they get, they're transitioning into character?
Oh, right. Okay. See, you're talking about acting.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not everybody is actually like I'm actually an incel, but like not everybody is actually the character that they're playing.
Right.
You're the rare exception. Yeah.
Right. Right.
There's exceptions to every rule. I'm starting to, I think I understand what's happening now. Yeah. Thank you guys for helping me through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we're canceled. So
it's over. Damn.
I'm looking. I think they purposely, the Clippers purposely go around trying to gender Chuck the Condor. That's very specifically always it. To the point where even Doc Rivers commented on it back when it first premiered. Chuck is like us. It used to be extinct, but now it is coming back.
Great.
So I don't know. Yeah. Maybe Chuck is either non-binary or who knows? I don't know. Maybe they just haven't come out yet and figured out like what they identify as.
Okay.
Sick.
I can't believe we just spent so much time on that. I had to Google stuff.
Can we talk about Bing Bong again?
Can we go back? Bing Bong from Pixar's Inside Out. Where is he on the spectrum, Jamal?
They got a character named Bing Bong on that?
Oh, yeah. Played by Richard Kind, one of my favorite actors.
Damn. Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Kind bud.
But taking it back to Bing Bong, David, mm-hmm. Where were you leading us with that?
Getting ourselves canceled and talk about the Knicks again.
Yeah, can we just roast the Knicks for a little bit more? Like, that's like kind of my comfort zone.
That's no problem. So. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what would you say to Joe Biden? if you see these dogs downstairs, just know I'm upstairs going hard.
Mm-hmm. David, the Knicks are currently entirely out of the playoff run. I know it's still very early in the race, but they are at 11-12, which puts them in the 11th seed, even out of the the mini tournament. Mm-hmm. Where do you think they wind up? I think their talent is maybe better than their record shows, but do you think they get it together and make another climb back into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they'll find themselves in the play-in. I think it would be an incredible achievement if they could somehow sneak into the sixth seed, but I don't see that happening. The East just got better this year. Like Peter's Cavs are fucking really good. Miami's really good. The Bucks have Chris Middleton back. They'll be fine. The Heat just lost Bam for six.
Bam's going to be out for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be okay.
Does that mean I should drop him in fantasy? I'm in a league with no IR spots.
IR spots.
Drop him
then.
Yeah, you gotta drop him.
And just make a note to yourself to pick him up like a week before you're supposed to come back.
Because with this league we playing is hell. And then I made a swap. I held on to him one more day, like yesterday, and I tried to make a move at 11:59. And then I didn't actually do it until 12:01. And it's one of them goddamn.
There's no button that says do it on any.
If my Yahoo says do it.
Jamel has a Salt and Peppa extension on his Chrome that turns like all the buttons into like bom, lyrics. Bom, 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 bom,
bom. Yeah.
Oh wait, that song goes that's push it, it. Not that's do it. It.
But they definitely hold on. No, no. Would you I forget know about the, they were saying doing it later. Dude. They got hornier later.
Mm-hmm. You know they are one of the all-time like legendarily horny. Like female rap duos, like just all their music is just about like fucking plowing dudes. Mm-hmm. And now they're apparently one of them is like very, very, very Christian and like ends every show with like a 10-minute like kind of sermon type thing where she's trying to convert people to Jesus. Nice. But this is like after like an hour of them just being like, put your dick in me, like kind of stuff.
Hey, you can be horny and religious. Like, come on. You can be horny for God.
Come on. I thought that's what Lutherans was.
Mm-hmm.
That is what Lutherans was. Yes, yeah. I think so.
Thank you. Yeah. God. Hold on. Here's what I want to say. Peter, y'all beat the shit out of us
Friday night. Absolutely curb stomped you guys.
Yep.
That sucked to watch and be a part of, to the point where the 9 people on Wizards Twitter are like, trade Spencer Dinwiddie.
You know,
like, it's only been 3 weeks.
2 games we've played you guys, and Isaac Okoro and Lauri Markkanen have made Bradley Beal's life incredibly difficult, both those games. So much so that Bradley got salty so after the game and said, we can't lose to crappy teams like the Cavs.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
Wow. What's wrong with
Bradley?
That?
You were a minus 26 in this game, my guy. Like, the Cavs beat the Mavs, Heat, and Wizards all away, and I think they were a plus 65 in third quarters.
Well, look at Mr. Numbers here. God damn.
Yeah, I know. He knew he was going to come with some fucking numbers. Now that they're good, he's got all the numbers.
It's just, it's a dream, man. Evan Mobley's just like fucking incredible.
They knocked he's that so draft good. Pick out of the park. That is, he's
so oh good. My God.
So good.
I didn't think he was like, my brother was like, people are hyperbolic about him being like KG Anthony Davis level, but he like you just, if we run you off the 3-point line, Jared Allen, even fucking Markkanen and Mobley are just big enough where everyone's shot is getting like, you want to win some money, just like take the Cavs under, like for the most part, like just bet the under because it's hard to fucking score on us. And we've been in every game. And we have the easiest schedule in the league going forward.
What? For the next 70 games?
Yeah. We have the easiest strength of schedule.
Okay.
We've played the Suns twice already. We've played the Warriors. We've played the Nets twice.
I'm not going to challenge you, Mr. Numbers, dude. I'm not challenging.
Yeah, no. He's sounding real numeral.
This guy, I see him clicking. Like, he's got all the fucking numbers on all the pages.
Yeah.
Up.
That's it,
this
man.
Is the Matrix.
I'm a number dude. I'm a number daddy.
Peter, did you see Benner say he said it's the Matrix?
I said yep. Peter sees the Matrix. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
Bleep, blop, blorp, baby. I'm in the Matrix.
Lauri Markkanen, his nickname I'm learning just now from Basketball Reference is, because he's from Finland, the Finisher.
Yes.
With two
but
ends?
That's like,
yeah, two ends.
He's been playing well. He's been playing really well. Even, you know, like Kevin Love has been playing fucking well. No, Kevin Love is playing so well. I can't believe I'm about to say
this. Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
I don't want to trade Kevin Love. He's coming off the bench and is like,
all right, you're insane.
Perfect in the role that he's in right now.
You're drunk with power. You don't want to trade Kevin Love?
He's playing so well.
Peter.
Darius and Jarrett are all-stars, I think.
But what if you traded Kevin Love for John Wall?
Oh, baby. Now we're talking.
To who? Like your personal like closet? Is this what, like, what is it? Like?
Come on, man. Sexton's done for the year. Sure, there's 5 other point guards that are better, but just do it. Just someone free John Wall, please. Anyone.
Free for what?
I know
free
the GMs
him from not
are
playing.
Yes, I know the GMs listen to this. Come on, man. Do it. Someone.
Yeah, Daryl Morey, I know you're listening. Do it.
We know. Just stop it.
Latest news is that John Wall apparently wants to come back to the team and play, but the Houston Rockets are like, we like the way things are. They're not trying to buy him out. No buyout contract talks. I guess the only way out for John Wall is a trade. Peter, how would you feel if John Wall joined the Cleveland Cavaliers in exchange for Kevin Love?
Bad. It's dumb. Why would we need that? We don't need a point
guard.
Why
do you need Kevin Love?
Because he's great off the bench and spreads the floor and has been shooting, like, I don't know, 58% from 3-point range so far this year.
Numbers.
Like playing really well. Playing really fucking well. Also, the key to our fucking success is goddamn Ricky Rubio. Ricky Rubio is like the fucking light in the way. He is absolutely just been a pleasure pleasure to root for this year.
Sticky Rubio himself.
He had a career night at MSG. That was super not frustrating to watch.
He had eight threes. He had eight threes when I saw.
You had fun watching that one?
I want to send that motherfucker back to Barcelona real bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine if you had that power?
Oh, like, be so good.
Ricky Rubio is torching y'all. And then you
marketing.
Just walk.
Back to Finland.
You're finished. Yeah.
Go back to Finland. Do whatever you do in Finland. Go see the Northern Lights.
Pickle fish. Pickle things.
Yeah.
Pickle
your go eat some herring. Go eat some herring and see the Northern Lights. You're done.
Peter, now that you're in New York full time and you find yourself, you're walking around Manhattan, you're walking here, going all over Broadway, and then you walk past the theater and you see a sign for Dear Evan Hansen. Do you freak out and think that Lauri Markkanen is starring in a Broadway play? Because the guy looks exactly like Dear Evan Hansen.
You mean Ben Platt?
Yeah, he looks like the guy that's too old to play Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah, Peter, do you ever do that? You ever do that?
Yeah. Honestly, it's so funny because I just did that, actually. I took the train from my deep Brooklyn apartment and took it to Midtown and just was walking by Dear Evan Hansen. No, but I would love to see Lauri Markkanen in Dear Evan Hansen. I think that'd be more fun than Ben Platt. I always just think Lauri Markkanen's German when I see him.
Yeah.
Think he's German. He just looks like someone who would be playing on like the Third Reich All-Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Speaking of the All-Star game, guys, opening or voting has officially opened for the All-Star game. Who is your like pick for?
Oh
yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think who is your dark horse pick for an All-Star this year?
Kyrie Irving.
I thought you were going to say Kyle Kuzma.
Kyrie Irving. Nah, dude. He's
eligible. Who's going to trade for Kyrie? Who was going to trade for Kyrie?
The Pacers. Where can he play?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Florida, Indiana.
Texas.
Memphis, for sure.
Yeah. Didn't Kyrie correct me if I'm wrong, say a while ago that if he gets traded, he's retiring?
I thought he said he wasn't playing unless he gets traded.
Was he posting that? Is that his artwork that he was posting?
Wait, there's artwork?
I think I missed this. Is it on Instagram? He's an IG boy.
Oh, God. He's doing art now? Oh, no. He's in the art phase.
Yeah, that's not a good look. That's not good. That's not good for the rest of the season, is what I'll say.
No.
Oh, dude, he's like posted a picture. When was this? He posted 4 days ago. He posted a picture of like it's him in a book, his head someone's head buried in a book.
Okay, yeah.
Underneath trees, and and books are falling from the trees. And just like Zoolander, the book says, "Who am I?" But actually, because the book is, it's written for us to see. If you had the book, it would be I on the front cover and who am on the back.
Oh, but you ain't see the one. The best one is the one from 4 days ago. It is a man, quite possibly a black man, with chains on his mind. And he is unlocking the chains.
He's unlocking the lock
from his mind.
Yeah.
You feel me? Do y'all feel me?
Wow. Playing in China next year confirmed.
Yeah, lock it in. God, they're going to give him $1 billion too.
Yeah, this art is like not very encouraging. I mean, it's fine art, and Kyrie's free to believe whatever he wants or whatever he thinks it means, but, like, I don't know. Then he has a picture of Morpheus from The Matrix just there, and the quote is, "It's bigger than basketball." That's from a month ago. The guy's never playing basketball again.
But he is on the All-Star ballot.
That's true.
So what's up?
Wow.
Where is the All-Star game this year?
Cleveland, baby.
Cleveland. Oh, they can play, he can play in Cleveland, right? We got to get him on the team.
Exactly.
Homecoming.
This is just like when Magic Johnson played that one All-Star game. The exact same scenario.
Yeah. I'm not going to question it any further.
Me either. That sounded correct.
Feels right to me. Felt right when it left my hands. Do not check on that.
How's LA basketball going, guys? How about the LeBrons?
Hey, and wait
Bronny.
A minute.
You went and saw Bronny, JaVale.
Wait a minute. I did see Bronny. I saw Bronny yesterday. I went to the Chosen One Pete's. Invitation.
You saw him at Ralph's?
I saw him at Albertson's on Vermont or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I saw him at the deli.
The good Albertson's. He was getting the expensive turkey.
Big ass turkey, scooping some latkes. I mean, look, man. You know what time it is? He had 4 packets of Molly's. He had 3 latkes. No. Mm. I went and saw him. The Chosen One, the LeBron James Invitational was at Staples Center yesterday.
Crypto.com arena.
Which is insane that LeBron just gets to host a high school basketball tournament for his kid at Staples. God damn. I will never know power
it,
like
wait,
that.
Wait, is it now? Is it Crypto.com arena now?
Not until Christmas Day.
Not until Christmas Day, yeah.
The floor still had Staples Center on the floor. Mm. Which is also amazing that Bronny got to play in Staples Center. It'll never be Staples Center again.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Well, how'd Bronny look?
He looked good. I think Amari Bailey's hurt. Dude had his whole leg in a cast. So, you know, Bronny's getting the ball more because Bronny's like, you know, he's like the second, third option on this team. But he looked good. He looked good. He hit some threes. Nice drive to the basket. They play St. Vincent, St. Mary's, so that's just like a weird thing. LeBron watching his child beat his old high school. That's fun. Front row in the tightest jeans I've ever seen. It's very
that
tight.
That feels like it is like LeBron cosplaying as Algie Rhythm.
Yeah, he was playing the role of Don Cheadle at his own basketball tournament. Christ the King was there. New York City, stand up. Mm. They had a kid named Luke Perry. This kid was like, but his shot was amazing. He's like a little baby. Well, he wasn't really like Steph in the sense where he's like, you know, trying to cut people up with the dribble, but best shooter on the floor. Mm. And he was like maybe 5'6".
Hell yeah.
5'7", but they had him listed at 6'1". It was looked like a literal baby. And I look
how
at
much
the
were tickets to the game.
Not that expensive. Tickets was like, bro, it was like $10, bro. Oh,
damn. Should gone. Was it a good time?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, it was a good time. They didn't have any food in the building though. There was no like you couldn't get a chicken tender basket. The only thing that was really cracking that was open was Wetzel's pretzels. But you could also get beer.
Okay.
So they were trying to make you drink
like
a ton of beer on an empty
face
stomach.
And watch the miners play basketball.
You damn right. You damn right.
And do not eat.
Beer does it at the park.
Do not
day.
Eat. Yeah. Do not get any food in your system. Just drink.
Yeah. Swear to God, that is what high school basketball is all about.
True.
Gotta be good and toasted.
I was trying to find a t-shirt. Couldn't find a t-shirt. But the highlight was Comic-Con was happening at the convention center at the same time. So I'm like going into the Bronny game and you know what I mean? There's like
people
there's
LARPing
five
outside.
Dudes dressed as like, like One Piece characters. It's like, yeah, dog, this is fire.
Did you see anybody dressed in Space Jam attire, like hanging around the game? Was there any kind of like crossover appeal or was it all just Batman?
It was all just Batman. It was Batman, Batman, Batman. And they had a stand. Takis had a booth. They were handing out free Takis.
Oh, damn.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So that was pretty fire.
Did you catch a glimpse of anybody who you're like, now that is someone I can't wait to see in the NBA?
Honestly, this Luke Bryan character.
Luke Bryan or Luke Perry?
I mean, it is Luke Perry. I'm sorry, Luke Bryan.
They call him Lil Country.
Yeah, yeah, they call him Lil Country. he's a little bit country. Yeah, he's a standout for me, honestly.
I just sent a text to Jamel and Peter of what happens when you Google Luke Perry basketball.
Whoa. Hell yeah.
And it's, David, it's just a picture of the Luke Perry we know in his MTV Rock and Jock uniform. What a handsome man this guy was.
I mean, dude, it's, and also, like, the thing about that shit yesterday was everybody was trying to shoot NBA threes. Like, it wasn't a high school game.
Of course. If you're playing on a fucking NBA
floor. So the end of the first quarter, I watched the Fairfax versus Christ the King. The end of the first quarter, it was like 4-8.
Just brick city.
The end of the first.
Just bricks.
Yeah. And so everybody's either trying to shoot NBA range threes or they're trying to, you know, drive through three dudes in the paint. And they all have froze that look like Sideshow Bob now. Everyone's got the Sideshow Bob fro. I can't tell anyone apart. And that's not racist of me to say. If you all were wondering that in your heads, it's not
racist for me to look at you and hear you say it, though.
Okay, sure. That's true. My bad.
I had to close my eyes.
I didn't mean to put you guys. I'm sorry to subject you guys.
No. You don't have to apologize. I'm apologizing for hearing
that. That's true. Okay. Well, apology accepted, bro. My bad.
Luckily, I found another photo of Luke Perry playing basketball, this time all riding a horse and talking to Will Smith.
For real?
Yeah. David, I'll have to send it to you separately.
Peter's pulling up Luke Perry's Rock and Jock numbers as we speak.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
How many 4-point shots did he hit?
Yeah, his warp is off the charts.
Big warp?
Yeah, I don't know. I just made that up. It sounded like an advanced stat, though.
It's like win over, like advanced replacement.
Win over Simon Rex.
Position.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. You nailed it.
Yep.
Take it back to Peter's original question. LA basketball.
Hilarious right now.
It's pretty mediocre right now, huh?
Everybody's 12-12. Both teams are 12-12, and they're mad dysfunctional.
The whole league is fucking 12-12.
That's pretty also much. True. It's still pretty early.
Yeah. Other than some standouts, you know, you got the Warriors, you got the Suns in the West, but then pretty much 3-14 are just all playing the same right now.
Well, let me ask you this: is Luke Kennard actually worth $60 million? He played a $60 million game the other day, closing out Lakers with the Laker court. That's a $60 million victory.
You think that one win is worth his 4 years?
I'm just saying, it's a $60 million quality of play. Obviously, you want to see that consistently, which I don't think is possible because he's Luke Kennard and he's a fucking idiot and he doesn't look like he has a chin or a bottom lip.
That's very but true.
I'm just saying, it looked like $60 million worth of game.
He just chews with his neck and his top lip.
Yeah. Like,
you guys remember you guys remember Mad TV, that one character, like the guy who would play the little boy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, sure.
Oh, right. Stuart.
That's what I'm looking at Luke Kennard's like biopic right now, and it looks like he's doing Stuart.
Rosy cheeks.
Stuart.
Rosy cheeks, aggressively angular eyebrows. Sorry, I know I keep bringing up people look like this person. Yeah, Luke Kennard's not worth that money. Not at all. He's been a total disappointment for the Clippers. He has one. He made one win.
He made one win. Him and maybe he splits it with Isaiah Hartenstein.
Nope. Now that dude is hard German. That is a hard German.
Yeah, yeah. That's the capital German G German dude. In my mind.
Yo,
yeah,
I saw the fucking a clip of Angela Merkel's like transition from power away from being the prime minister, and their German army's still rocking SS helmets.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They're still rocking like Third Reich, World War II, Germany helmets, well, officially.
It's just fashion. It's just fashion, bro. You got to play the hits sometimes.
You don't think they would have done like a hard brand change there, you know?
I mean, remember when Kanye was wearing Confederate flags?
Yeah.
That's a good point. It's the same thing. Once again, Jamel's right. This is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. I see no issue. No notes on my end.
I don't know no where notes. You're seeing these Third Reich. I'm looking at pictures of Angela Merkel with her with army people, and it is, I don't see any Third Reich hats. I'm seeing some Frenchy type berets, but no no like army with a spike on top.
Wow, you're calling a Jew a liar, dude?
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Every week, David. That's the main like that's the
Yeah. We come in.
Here's a happy picture. Basketball. Here is a picture of how do I get out of this? Okay.
Oh, suddenly you can't figure out how to send the picture.
Gotta minimize all the stats. Wow. All the stats got to minimize all those fucking pages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He has like 17 basketball references lined up.
He's on NateDuncan.org right now. Just fucking.
NateDuncan.biz, baby.
Oh, he's a .biz. That's right.
Yeah.
Hollingers.org. That's right.
Look at that. Okay. Look at that band that they're playing. Like the band that they're playing. If you just search Angela Merkel band and go to images, you could see that's
okay. Yeah, I'm seeing some definite Colonel Clank style fashion happening. You're right. Sorry,
it is wild. That's wild. Oh, no. That's totally unacceptable.
Oof!
Yikes!
It looks like they got those as like from the wardrobe for Band of Brothers.
Oof.
And not Dickie Winter either.
Yeah, isn't Method Man wearing one of these in the Triumph video?
Hey, that's okay.
For sure.
New Yorkers can get away with
it. Cool. I mean, I'm
that's true.
Yeah.
New Yorkers are all honorary Jews, so you can do whatever you want.
It's also true.
guys, one last thing to talk about before we get out of here. I think not a whole lot of news in the Ben Simmons front. But one report came out that did catch my eye the other day. Apparently, there are low-level talks happening between the Thunder and the Sixers for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Ben Simmons. And if that doesn't work out, then the OKC is apparently very eager to help facilitate a three-team trade.
I bet they are. They facilitated the fucking Grizzlies beating them by 8,000 fucking points.
Oh my God.
Right.
Last week.
Yeah.
The biggest loss in NBA history. I think it was 76 points to be exact, right?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Since that got brought up, Peter, let me ask you, is the NBA going to bring in a Colangelo to fuck up the Thunder further the way that they brought in the Sixers when they weren't good?
You bet you would like that, wouldn't you?
I just don't understand why the league is like not fucking with these teams that like are as bad, if not worse, than the Sixers ever were.
I think the Thunder, like, nobody cares because they're in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So who gives a shit?
Fair.
So that's one. Also, like, no, that's it. Who gives a shit? They're Oklahoma. Like, who gives a, like, do you give a shit? Like, they're totally irrelevant now. They basically just, like, or couldn't be, like, the more, like, other than New Orleans having Zion, they're the most irrelevant basketball franchise.
We don't stand Josh Giddey on this podcast? Are you kidding? Do we not stand a young King Prince?
You might.
They are better, technically speaking, than the Magic and the Pistons. The Thunder are.
Lugans Dort?
The Magic are probably the number one most irrelevant franchise in the league. Also, shout out to them. And I looked up strength of schedule. The Magic have the hardest schedule for the rest of the year, which is hilarious.
What a bummer.
That's good pretty funny. But yeah, the Magic, I mean, when's the last time? Well, the Kings haven't made the playoffs in 16 years. The Magic have been bad for a decade now.
But they made the playoffs. Like, they made the playoffs twice in the past 16 years, maybe even three times.
The Magic.
They always make the playoffs on accident.
Yeah.
Not recently.
They were the eighth seed against Kawhi. They snuck the eighth. They got a real eighth seed.
Well, that's how irrelevant they are. I forgot that they made the eighth seed. And what
they 2018? Won. They won the first game. Terrence Ross had like 60 points, and they beat them.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, maybe it's because they had Vucevic.
Gentleman sweep.
Who you are convinced Vucevic isn't good because you're Mr. Smart Basketball, even though the Bulls are.
Listen, the Bulls make me look like dummy dumbs. Good for them.
Come on.
They're great.
Come on.
They're fun as fuck to watch. Yeah. I love being wrong there.
Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to them. They beat the Nets last night, and what was maybe my favorite game of the season that I've seen. Very good game.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
But the Bulls are fun.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, two great flavors that nobody expected to taste great together, and it's working, I think.
Mm-hmm. Like peanut butter and doo-doo.
Exactly. Well, let's wrap it up there then.
Now
David, is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Sure, you guys could check out the Super Hoopers at the Super Hoopers NBA Comedy Podcast, in the same vein as this one. And for Sopranos fans, at O Sopranos Pod, we're covering the series episode by episode. We're in the fifth season right now. And then you can give me a follow on the old Twitter at David Fuhrman.
Let me ask you, as someone who has never watched The Sopranos,
oh God,
would this podcast help me kind of dive in and explore?
You should probably watch it first because every episode has a million spoilers. So you should probably watch the whole series and then listen to The Sopranos part. Yeah,
is it in order? Can I watch the pilot then go and listen to you talk about the pilot and then episode two and so forth?
Yeah, it's in order, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what your podcast
is. We're going backwards.
Hey.
Well,
Gabagool.
Yeah.
That's right.
What you say.
That's right.
Gabagool. That's what you say now.
Well, like I said, you should watch the whole series before you listen to the pod because we made a decision early on. We're just going to not worry about spoilers because, I mean,
the series
ended 15 years ago. Yeah. Benner, well, watch the fucking show. It's a fucking masterpiece. It's great.
All right. I'm planning on doing it. Jeez.
What is this, like a fucking Philly thing?
Yeah, we hate The Sopranos there for no reason.
Which isn't
true. Not enough whiz. There's not enough whiz in the show.
I saw a Sopranos beach towel in South Philly.
I believe it.
Many years ago.
Nice.
Jamel, Peter, anything you want to plug before we wrap it up here?
I'd like to plug my butt. And just any Blue Wire products you can get your hands on. Listen to them all.
I'd like to plug Jamel's butt and Sorry We Love Football.
Look at him.
A fantastic football podcast that I was on recently.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He said he was optimistic about the Browns 2 weeks ago. So if you want to see Peter sound crazy, throw on some Sorry Love Football, baby.
Yeah, unstable.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.